All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's still very early in the NBA season, but it looks like it's going to be another lost year for the New Orleans Pelicans, including the Pelicans' 106-105 victory tonight over the Boston Celtics. They find themselves with a record of 2-9, and they are on pace for their fourth losing campaign in the last 5 years. Now, one of the bright spots for the Pelicans organization has been Anthony Davis, their star center, as this guy is quickly emerging as one of the better players in the NBA. You're talking about a guy in 5 years in the NBA, he is already averaging more than 21 points per contest, and along with nearly 10 rebounds. This season alone so far, Davis has gotten off to a very quick start as he is averaging more than 31 points per contest and close to 11 rebounds and 3 blocks. He got things started in tremendous fashion to begin the season as he had a 50-point performance in a loss against the Denver Nuggets. But you look at it like this. Davis is one of the best players in the NBA, but he is also playing for one of the worst teams in the Pelicans. You look at the Pelicans, they don't have a lot of talent around him. I know that Drew Holiday, their point guard, is away from the team right now, and he is expected to make his season debut soon. But one guy really isn't going to make the difference, as the Pelicans simply are not a good team. Now, Davis does appear to be a team-first guy. He says all the right things, and he's under contract with New Orleans through 2021. But at some point, you just have to wonder if the losing is going to get to him. And I've said it before, the guy needs help. He simply can't do it by himself. And if you're the Pelicans, to me at least, I doubt it's going to happen. But it doesn't make sense to have a guy there and just wasting his talent. I mean, a few years ago, the Pelicans did look like a team that was beginning to head in the right direction. They made the postseason back in 2015, and they were swept by the Golden State Warriors as Golden State was en route to winning the NBA championship. And in a very surprising move, the organization decided to part with head coach Monty Williams, and they replaced him with former Warriors assistant coach Alvin Gentry. And the team really regressed last season under Gentry, and I don't think they've ever recovered from that. I think this was a bad move on the part of Pelicans general manager Dell Demps, and I really think it is hindering what Davis can be. I look at teams around the NBA such as the Boston Celtics, Indiana Pacers, Los Angeles Lakers, and Philadelphia 76ers. These are teams that if the Pelicans decided to trade Davis now again, which I doubt, they would be better fits, because you look at the Celtics, they have draft picks, which they could send back to the Pelicans. Of course, the Celtics have the right to swap first-round picks in 2017 with the Brooklyn Nets, and they outright have Brooklyn's first-round pick in 2018 along with their own. So those are definitely enticing for a trade partner. There's also plenty of players on the roster that the Celtics could ship back to New Orleans. You look at the Indiana Pacers, it would give Davis an opportunity to play alongside another all-star and small forward, Paul George. You look at the Los Angeles Lakers, who are beginning to show signs of life again, and they just simply need a star, especially a star big man, to bring it all together. And you look at this Lakers organization, they have a long history of Hall of Fame big men. You talk about Wilt Chamberlain, George Mikan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and of course, Shaquille O'Neal. Then there's the Philadelphia 76ers. They've been stuck in the mud for a long time, but the best thing about them is the fact that, you know, they don't have a lot of strapping contracts holding them down. They have a lot of young talent, and you could mix and match that to try to pair a guy like Davis with another young phenom in Ben Simmons if he can get healthy. Just a long shot right there with all of these, because I doubt that the Pelicans are going to trade Davis anytime soon, because again, like I said, he's under contract with them through 2021. They have him on the cheap this season before his extension kicks in. And if you're New Orleans, you definitely want to have something that is going to attract a fan base down there. But the problem is this: eventually this losing is going to get frustrating for Anthony Davis, and at some point he's going to ask them to leave. I don't think it happens right now. He's still a young guy, as he is just 23 years of age, but you look at a guy that is a winner. He won a national title during his collegiate time at Kentucky. Then he was a part of the gold medal United States team back in 2012. He's been to the All-Star game, and you have the opportunity to be in the locker room with some of the great players, and you want to be a part of the postseason, and then ultimately you want to be a part of a championship team. You don't want to be a guy that simply gets to the All-Star game and rubs elbows with other great players, but you don't ever have the opportunity to win. And it's just unfortunate that you have to watch this guy waste his talent in New Orleans. And I hope that either the Pelicans begin to put a quality team around Anthony Davis, or they simply allow him to go someplace else and succeed. But the bottom line is, something has to give for Davis and the Pelicans. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.